Today she's Masechta Zachim Da Pei Zayin. We will begin by Ezra Hashem Yisbarach on Da Pei Vav Amabez, two lines from the bottom. Itmar, we learned Pirshu Kaidim Chatzos. If parts of the carbon separated from the Mizbeach before Chatzos, the Gziron, and the Kain put them back on the Mizbeach Acha Chatzos, after Chatzos, so that means that they were not completely burnt at the time of Chatzos, and they weren't on the Mizbeach Chatzos. The question is, at what point are these limbs considered burnt? Rav Amar, Rav's opinion is, Chatzos Sheinach Loisam, you have to wait for tomorrow night Chatzos. And Rav Chisda Amar, Chatzos Amur HaShachar Chloson, you have to wait till the Amur HaShachar. In other words, both Rava and Rav Chisda are in agreement that the Chatzos makes the Avrim that became hard, like to be considered like they were burnt, unless they were on the Mizbech at that time. Because, as we learned in our previous shir, the halacha is that Chatzos is the defining moment. As the Pasuk says, Al Mizbech Kol HaLayla Ad HaBoker. And as we learned in our previous shir, Tain Boiker, the Boiker Shalila, it would just say Ad HaBoker, it would mean until Amar HaShachar. Because the Torah adds the words Ad HaBoker, that means until Chatzos. The question is, now that Chatzos was missed, as the Gemara just taught us, now that Chatzos was missed, what does that mean? Do we have to wait for tomorrow night's Chatzos because we need a Chatzos? Or is Amar HaShachar good enough? Says the Sfas Emes, the same machlokes that we're learning here would be applicable, explains the Sfas Emes, if the Avrim that we talked about, that we are speaking about, were only put on the Mizbeach at the time of Chatzos, after Chatzos. So what would be the halacha? Would they be considered Mulchalim at the time of Alois HaShachar? Or do we have to wait until tomorrow night after Chatzos? So why, says the Sfas Emes, did the Gemara choose to speak about this case? Says the Sfas Emes, because here we would think that there's room for leniency. And the reason we would think that there's room for leniency is because these Avrim were on the Mizbech at least before Chatzos. So the fact that they were originally on the Mizbech before Chatzos should maybe make a difference, teaches us the Gemara that it doesn't make a difference. Since they weren't on the Mizbech at Chatzos, the halacha will be that they have to be there for a certain amount of time. The only question is, what will be their amount of time till tomorrow morning Amar HaShachar or till Chatzos? Says the Gemara, Amri Bei Rav, they said in the Yeshiva Rav, my Tam de Rav Chisda, what is the reason for the Rav Chisda? And Tosfos asks, how could it be that the Amri Bei Rav came to explain the opinion of Chisda? He asks that the Gemara Masechta, the Sanhedrin, the Afiyot Gimel, teaches us that wherever it says in Shas, Amri Bei Rav, it means Rav Huna. And Rav Huna was the Rebbe of Rav Chisda. So how are we to understand that Rav Huna is coming to explain the psak of his Talmud? So Tosfos offers two terutzim. One terutz is that actually this halacha was not said originally by Rav Chisda. This halacha was actually originally said by Rav Huna, Rav Chisda's Rebbe. And then it became known as Rav Chisda's halacha, but it was really Rav Huna's halacha, so Rav Huna is coming to explain his own position. Another pshat that Tosfos offers is that many places in Shas, we find that Rav Huna praised Rav Chisda his Talmud. And therefore, even though Rav Huna was the Rebbe and Rav Chisda was the Talmud, when you have a Talmud like Rav Chisda, the Rebbe explains his Rebbe's opinion. So again, Amar Bei Rav Huna, my time to Rav Chisda, that he says that Alois HaShachar, as long as it's there, Alois HaShachar, they're considered Mucholim, says the Gemara. He learns the following Kal V'chomer. Omach HaTzois, Shein Oysalina. The halacha is that if things were on the ground, not on the Mizbeach by Chatzos, the halacha is that you could still, the Avrim that were not on the Mizbeach by Chatzos, don't disqualify those Avrim. Because as we learned and we're going to learn, we have the ability to put Avrim on the Mizbeach all night long until Alois HaShachar. The halacha is Ois HaIkol, but as we've been learning, if they're there at Chatzos, they're considered Mucholim, Amara Shachar Ois Alina, that we've been learning that if you didn't put it on by Amara Shachar, certainly that the halacha will be that, and it didn't show Ois HaIkol, it doesn't make, it wouldn't make that it's considered Mucholim. It certainly wouldn't make it Mucholim. Amara Shachar, the Gemara is suggesting, is much stronger of a time than a Chatzos, because Chatzos is not the final moment when you could put it on the Mizbeach. Amud HaShachar is. And how will we understand the opinion of Rava? So the way we're going to understand Rava is based on a big sugya that we're going to be learning in today's shir. And that is the sugya of Ein Lina Ma'elis Barosh HaMizbeach. That something that's on the top of the Mizbeach, and even if it's ready after Amud HaShachar, there's no issue of Lina. So if we learn from here, what are we trying to say? That Chatzos is stronger than Amud HaShachar. Chatzos makes that when something is on the Mizbeach by Chatzos, they're considered Mucholim. Amud HaShachar, with Halach is, as we just said, according to Rava, Ein Lina Pesels Barosh HaMizbeach, it doesn't make anything disqualified on the Mizbeach. So if we say, if that's the same din, so then Amud HaShachar is not a significant time. And if Amud HaShachar is not considered a significant time, that's why he's going to hold, you have to wait till the next Chatzos. So asks Rav Michel Feinstein Zitzal, we're saying that Lina and Iko are traveling together. And since Amud HaShachar is the time that makes a Lina, that's also the time that it makes Iko. Asr of Michel Feinstein Zitzal, these are two different subjects. Lina is an issue with the carbon. That if you didn't put on the carbon on the Mizbeach in the proper time, the carbon becomes disqualified. Iko is a separate din altogether. Iko is that at that point, if the Avrim are Mucholim, they're considered burnt, and there's no mitzvah anymore to burn it. So how are they being connected? So he quotes the Rishonim, Rabbeinu Chananel Masechta Yuma, that says that if Varim Shepoka Ach Chatzos, that if any Avrim flew off the Mizbeach after Chatzos, Lo Yachzir Ve'imal Behem. He says that the Zman of Chatzos takes away the Kedusha of the Avrim. And therefore, he says that the Halacha of Ikol is the same as the halacha of Lina. What does Ikol accomplish? That the pieces, these Avrim, no longer have Kedusha. And Lina also speaks to this, still to these pieces still having Kedusha or not. And therefore he says that they're very connected. Says the Gemara, Pir Shukayim Chatzos, now the Gemara brings up another situation. Would the Avrim, these hard Avrim were taken off, flew off, would take, or off the Mizbech before Chatzos, v'chzirin l'acham Amud HaShachar. And they were only put back on after the Amud HaShachar. Says the Gemara, what will be the halach in this situation? Says the Gemara, machloikis, Rabba's opinion is that Chatzos oichlosom, that the Chatzos of the next night is what will make them be considered Mucholim. And Rav Chizda's opinion is Embem Ikol Oilam. We're going to have to leave them on the Mizbeach, and they're going to be subject to Me'ilah until they're completely burnt. In other words, we've been learning from our previous year that as soon as it gets hard, they're considered Mucholim. And he's going to say that they will never be considered Mucholim unless they're completely burnt. Says, so now we've been learning that both Rav and Rav Chizda agree that if the Avrim were not on the Mizbeach during the first Chatzos, so even if they were there, as we said before, before Chatzos, it wouldn't make a difference. Since they weren't there at the time of Chatzos, they don't become Mucholim. Maskla, Rav Yosef, asks Rav Yosef, both on the opinion of Rabba and Rav Chisda, Man Leimelon, the Chatzos Baruch Mizbeach Mash Vele Yukul, what makes you believe that being on the Mizbeach by Chatzos is what's so critical? Maybe wherever it's found should be considered adequate to make them consider Mucholim. Says the Gemara, Shoch Mitam, they sent from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, Hilchsakir Rabbi Yosef. The Lachas of Rabbi Yosef, that Chatzos makes them be considered Mucholim, and Chatzos makes them be considered Mucholim, even if they're not on the Mizbeach. It says the Gemara, Itmanami, I'm Rav Chibar Abba, Pirshu Kaidim Chatzos, if the Avrim were removed from the Mizbeach before Chatzos, V'chziran Ache Chatzos, and then they were only put back on the Mizbeach after Chatzos, Loinenen, we're not allowed to, the Rabbana have benefit from them, however, they're not subject to Mila. The fact that Chatzos passed, even though they weren't actually on the Mizbeach, but the fact that Chatzos passed gives them the status of Mucholim. It says the Mara, V'chein Tana about Kapara, Pirshukah Chatzos, even if they were removed from the Mizbeach before Chatzos, Lacha Chatzos, now that it's after Chatzos, Yoytzim Edei Me'ila, they're not subject to Me'ila anymore, they're considered Mucholim. Amalei Popol Abaya, V'chein Ma'ach D'Shok Matam, not because they sent from Eretz Yisrael, the Hilchos Rav Yosef, the Talochos like Rav Yosef, V'omer Rav Chibar Abba, so then what's the machlokes of Rav Chisda? If Rav Yosef says that all you need is that Chatzos should pass, the fact that they are or aren't the Mizbeach, are or aren't on the Mizbeach is immaterial. Amalei b'shmeinim. They're both agreeing that Chatzos makes them consider Mecholim. But if they're not on the Mizbeach, the Aloch is, what's going to be the halacha? Here we're speaking about a varam mucholim, a varam that got hard, and we're saying that as long as Chatzos passed, that's satisfactory. But what would be the halacha if the Avrim are not hardened, or they have shuman in them? That's not considered mucholim, because since they have fat still in them, they're not considered deshem. And that's the case, that since they're, even if they're mucholim, even if they're hard, but they still have fat in them, maybe that prevents them from having the status of mucholim. And since it prevents them from having the status of mucholim, now we have a fair question, where, at what point does Rav and Rav Chisda begin the discussion, are they considered mucholim, and that there's no more problem of amila, even though they have shuman in them. Baminei Rava Mirava. If the halacha, we speak often about the halacha of lina, and the question is that what's something that's on the Mizbeach? And the way I think most Mefarshim Rashi certainly seems to learn this is they're on the Mizbeach. What we're talking about is on the Mizbeach, but it's not on the Marocha. It's not on the fire on the Mizbeach. And what will be the halacha? On those circumstances? So the Imre Amos explains the Gemara that what are we learning from here when we speak about lina ma'elas b'roish shem esbeach? He says the lesson of lina ma'elas b'roish shem esbeach is that when somebody is b'roish shem esbeach, when somebody is connected to the kedusha, then ain't lina ma'elas, nothing could disqualify it. And that's the Gemara's point here, that when something is connected to the fact that it's on the Mizbeach, the fact that it's connected to Kedusha, is that enough that it should prevent any disqualifications? The Imri Emes, the Sefer Likutei Yehuda, quotes the Imri Emes. He says that when somebody has lina, when somebody has something difficult happen in his life, ein lina me'elas b'roish shem esbeach. If a person who is undergoing whatever difficulty in life says that whatever I'm experiencing is b'rosh Hashem mizbeach, comes to recognize that it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then nothing could harm him and nothing could hurt him if he's always connected to the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we have this question, and hey, so begins the Gemara. Hey Chidami, exactly what is the question that we are discussing? Ilema de lo yardu, if we're speaking about something that is still on the Rosh Hashem Mizbeach and never went off, hashdalonu bazara, ask the Gemara if something was on the floor of the Azara. Amrit al lo yardu, the loch is that if it's put on the Mizbeach, it remains there. Rosh Hashem Mizbeach, if it wasn't just on the floor of the Mizbeach, it was on Rosh Hashem Mizbeach, then certainly the question is that it should not become disqualified. So again, as we're learning now, that there's a concept of Lina, and the concept of Lina is that if it wasn't put on the Mizbeach, it becomes disqualified. And now we're speaking about when and where does that apply. The halacha is that even though we're speaking here about the Emrim, and the halacha is that the Emrim could be burnt on the Mizbeach all night long, Zrika had to be done before the Shkia, because a carbon becomes disqualified by the Shkia. So now that we're learning, Ein Lina Ma'elz Barosh Hashem Mizbeach, the disqualification of Lina doesn't take effect on the Emrim, which were on top of the Mizbeach all night long, even if they weren't on the fire, and they could stay on the Mizbeach all day afterwards. The question is, explains the Brisker Rav, why is the halacha of Ein Lina Barosh Hashem Mizbeach? One explanation he suggests, because it's considered Tchilas HaKtara. Because even though we're learning one may not begin the HaKtara of the Emrim after the Moreh Shachar, but says Rabbah, if you put it on the Mizbeach before, it means that you already began the HaKtara. And since it means that you already began the HaKtara, it can remain there. And then there's another explanation that the Brisker Rav suggests. He says it's because Kiddush HaMizbeach, that halacha that we've learned many times, that anything that's on the Mizbeach prevents anything that's gives it a Kedusha in many senses of the word. And another sense of the word is that it makes them, that it shouldn't be subject to Lina. So now the question that the Brisker Rav discussed, we're speaking here about Emrim that were on the Mizbeach, and Rabbi is teaching us Ein Lina Ma'elos Barosh Hashem Mizbeach. What about the blood of a carbon that was put on the Mizbeach before Shkia? And we said a moment ago that any blood under normal circumstances becomes possible by Shkia. What would be the halacha if there was blood on the Mizbeach before Shkia? Will that prevent that blood from becoming possible? So the Brisker Rav wants to suggest that the answer to that question really depends on the two reasons why Ein Lina Barosh Hashem Mizbeach. He says, if the vart is Tchilas HaKtara, that once you put it on the Mizbeach, you'll be gone the HaKtara, that isn't applicable by the Dam. There's no HaKtara on Dam. But if the reason is because of the Kiddush HaMizbeach, that anything that's on the Mizbeach is prevented from becoming possible, so Kiddush Mizbeach will be applicable to the Dam as well. The Sfas Emes says there's no question. And he says that putting the blood in the Mizbeach will not protect it from becoming possible. Because he explains that the meat, the Emrim of a carbon belong on the Mizbeach. So since the Emrim of the carbon belong on the Mizbeach, it's fair to begin a discussion that something that's on the Mizbeach, how far can the Mizbeach protect those Emrim, which, as we just said, actually belong on the Mizbeach. But the Dam, explains the Sfas Emes, isn't put on the top of the Mizbeach. The Dam is just sprinkled on the wall of the Mizbeach. Since it's only sprinkled on the wall of the Mizbeach, this discussion would not be applicable. So again, ask the Gemara. Hey Chidami, what was the case? Ilam de lo yardu, if we're going to speak about something that's still on the Mizbeach, so ask Rava, hash de lonu bazara. If they were put on the floor of the Azara, Amrit and then they were put on the mizbeach alolo yardu barash the mizbeach loy mebaye. Says the Gemara, the question here is that the yardu, the question that Rav is discussing is that these Amorim were on the mizbeach at the time of Elias HaShachar, and afterwards they were removed from the mizbeach. And the question is, since they were on the mizbeach at the time of Amud HaShachar, does that prevent them from becoming disqualified or not? And the Gemara explains what is the basis for the question. Do we say l'shulchan medamin alei? Do we compare this to the halacha of the shulchan? That the halacha is that typically the bread on the lechem aponim that's on the shulchan is there for a week, from one Shabbos to another Shabbos. What would be the halacha if it was there longer? It doesn't become disqualified. The Tanan, the Mishnah Masechet Menachos, Daf Kuf Amud Aleph teaches us, afilu hein al shulchan yom rabim, even if the bread is on the shulchan for many days, ein b'kach klum, it still doesn't disqualify anything. Because the halacha is that the bread has to be on the shulchan for at least every 8 days. So if you put it on from Shabbos to Shabbos, if you only put it on Sunday, you can't take it off next Shabbos. But the Mishnah there says it's not a problem. We compare it to the Karka Hazara, and they become disqualified. So too, something left on the top of the Mizbeach will also become disqualified. Amalei, Ein Lina, Rosh Hashanah Mizbeach, anything that's on the Mizbeach doesn't become disqualified. Ask the Gemara Kibbalmanei Eloike Eloi, the Rava accept Rabbi's Psak, Toshmadit, Ma'at, Varam Shalana Bazara, the Avaram that are on the floor of the Azara for a whole night, Bekat Vahilach, he could put them on the Mizbeach, Kol HaLayla. The halacha is, you could put them all night on the Mizbeach. They're considered like an extension of the, Azara. And I saw that the Chemdus Daniel explains, why is it that anything that's left on Rosh Hashanah Mizbeach will not become possible? Because the whole soul here is very much connected to Hesach Hadas. And he explains, if it's on the Mizbeach, there's no Hesach Hadas. So again, Avarim Shalom Bazara Mekatva Ha'ilach Kalalayla Barosh Hashem Mizbeach Mekatva Ha'ilach La'ilam. And the reason being, as we just said, because those, anything that's Barosh Hashem Mizbeach, we need not be concerned about Hesach Hadas. Yardu, if they were removed from the Mizbeach after Alois HaShachar, Rav Amayalu, that since they were on the Mizbeach by Lina, that by Alois HaShachar, that is good enough. Rav Amar lo yalo. And Rav says that if they're off the Mizbeach, they shouldn't be put back on the Mizbeach. Shema mina, from here we see that the fact that they were on the Mizbeach at Amud HaShachar doesn't make a difference. If they're taken off, they shouldn't be put back. Lina is, the fact that it was Rosh Hashanah Mizbeach is not adequate. Shema mina, we have a very clear araya, what is the halacha. We learned further in the Mishnah, that Kishem Shem Mizbeach Mekadosh, that just like the Mizbeach, as Makadish, anything that's put on it, the halacha that's been so important in this parak of Olo Yardu, so does that halacha apply to the ramp, to the kevish. Tana Rabbanan, the pasuk says, Kol HaNegayim Mizbeach Yigdash, Ein Li Ela Mizbeach, that would only teach us the halacha of the Mizbeach, Kevish Minayim, how do we know that the same halacha applies by the ramp? Tamaloima Meshachta Es HaMizbeach, and the S is coming to teach us that the ramp has the same halacha. So Taisus asks a question. Then our Gemara, we've been speaking about the Ritzbas Hazara, the floor of the Hazara being the Kaddish. So if the floor of the Hazara has ability to be the Kaddish, certainly the Ritzbas Hazara, certainly the Kevis should have that same halacha. So Taisus answers, the Ritzbas Hazara that we say has the ability to Makadish is only Kabbanis that are kosher. What we're learning in our Shia today is that the Kevish is even able to be Makadish, Kaddish Kabbanis that are apostle. Continues the Brisa, Klisharis Menayin. How do we know that this applies to klisharis as well. Tamalayma calling the gay behem yigdash that it has the same halacha. But I saw that Rav Chaim Brisker points out that the halacha of the klisharis and the halacha of the kevish is not exactly the same. He says the halacha of the mizbech and the kevish, it means that it should be brought as a carbon. Kiddush Kli says that it doesn't give it the same status. It only makes that if you have Kiddush Kli, you'll ultimately be able to put it on the Mizbeach. But it's not considered like it the same level of Kedusha. When we're speaking about the Kedushas, Klisharis, does it even have the ability to make something that's possible? Says the Gemara. The Gemara is assuming that what did Rish Lakish mean to ask? It meant to ask regarding pidyon. The halacha is that if somebody put, what would be the halacha if somebody put a mincha which is tamei klisharis? Do we say that it receives a kedushas haguf and therefore it can no longer be redeemed? Or do we say that since it's tamei, the klisharis does not have the ability to give it a kedushas aguf, and only therefore has kedushas tamim, and as we know, something that only has kedushas tamim, the halacha allows it to be redeemed. Amalei, so Rabbi Yochanan responds, tinisua. This was something that was learned in a brisa. The brisa says, k'shem shem mizbeach v'akevish mekachem asaroy lahem, the same way that the mizbeach and the ramp have ability to be mekadosh anything that's put in them, kli mekadoshim. Amalei, so Rish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan, my question was, lechetchila likarav kamibayli. My question was that regarding putting it on them, do we say kli sharis is mekadosh? That's something that's possible, that's put into it, and therefore it could be lechetchila put on the mizbeach? Or do we not give the kli sharis such a significant status, and it's considered possible? Why would that mean? That the halacha will be im ola lo yered, that if it's put on the mizbeach, it shouldn't be taken off, but one should not put it on the mizbeach lechatchila. To which Rabbi Yochanan responds, ha nami tanina, this is something that we also learned. We learned, shekibul psulim v'sarkos tamim, that the halacha is im elu lo yardu, my laugh, Shekhebel psulim v'zarka psulim, that the Kabbalah Saddam was done in a kli and it was put on the mizbeach. Now, the carbon became possible by the zrika being done by people who are now allowed to do that zrika. Still, the halacha is im ola lo yardu. But if the Kabbalah Saddam was only done by people who are possible, and as the Gemara is explaining, that Shekhebel psulim v'zarka stamim is in a case that both the Kabbalah and Zrika will be done by somebody who wasn't supposed to be doing it. But in a case that the Kabbalah Saddam was done by somebody who's not allowed to do it, but the Zrika Saddam was done by somebody who is kosher, the halacha is that they'll be kosher. Why? You could put it on the Mizbech L'Chatchila. Why can they be put on the Mizbech L'Chatchila? Because they were put in the Kli Sharis. So we see that even though this dam became possible through the Kabbalah Saddam of somebody who wasn't supposed to be doing it, the halacha will be that it's kosher to be brought as a carbon. Says the Mara Loi, we're learning this as two separate phrases. The way to really learn it, says the Gemara, is shekibul psulim inami the kiblu and zarku were two separate people. The psulim did the Kabbalah Saddam, and they did one person, and also did the Zrik Saddam. And there's two cases. Shekibul psulim, inamu shezark psulim, they was all done by apostle people, not what we're discussing. Says, it begins the Gemara, a new discussion. The Gemara's question now is, avim mizbeach. It's something we're learning in our perek about him, olo lo yardu. So Gemara wants to know, what is the halacha about the Avram Mizbeach? What is the halacha about something that comes into the airspace of the Mizbeach? Do we say, Kim Mizbeach Dami, that it's considered like the Mizbeach itself, And once it's considered like the Mizbech itself, the halacha will be im olu lo yardu, oiloi or not. Toshma, so says the Gemara, this, the Mishnah said, kishem she Mizbech Mekadosh, just like the Mizbech has the ability to be Mekadosh, kach, so too, as we've been learning, kevesh Mekadosh. Does the ramp have the ability to be Mekadosh, anything that's put on it? Says the Gemara, Amrit Avim Mizbeach Lavka Mizbeach Dami. But if we're now going to learn that the Avim Mizbeach doesn't have the same status as the Mizbeach, and therefore the halacha is similarly that Avir Kevesh Lavka Kevesh Dami Nami Lavka Kevesh Dami, that the airspace above the ramp is also not going to be considered equivalent to the ramp. So has the Gemara Hechemapigle Mekevesh the Mizbeach. We learned many times, we're going to speak about this, that they would take the meat that was on the ramp and put it on the Mizbeach. So you have to pick it up from the ramp. The moment you pick it up from the ramp, if we're going to say that the ramp doesn't have this, the avir of the ramp doesn't have the same din of the ramp, then it's not on the ramp anymore. Havla yorid, it would be already considered like something that was taken off. And we learned earlier on that pay dalit, that even though shem shim olu lo yardu, even though the halacha is many times that they were put on the mizbeach, they shouldn't be taken off. But still, the halacha is that im yardu, if they were taken off lo yalu, it shouldn't be put back on. So if that's the case, if the aver of the kevish is not considered like the kevish, once they're lifted up, it becomes pasul. Says the Gemara, we're not speaking about a case that we're lifted up. The nogidle. It was schlepped from the kevesh onto the mizbeach, and since it was schlepped from the kevesh onto the mizbeach, it never went into the avir of the mizbeach. But maybe of the kevesh, if it would be in the avir of the kevesh, maybe indeed it would be considered that maybe the avir of kevesh doesn't have the din of the kevesh. But as the Gemara, as we also learned previously in Amasakta, there was a space between the Mizbeach and the Kevish. So when you're taking something that way, you're always going over airspace. Says the Gemara, Rubel Kevish to Kevish, Rubel Mizbeach to Mizbeach. He says, even when you're schlepping the pieces of meat from the Kevish onto the Mizbeach, most of it is not in that airspace. Because as we learned, that airspace is very insignificant. And since that airspace is very insignificant, you still have the meat mainly on the ramp or on the Mizbeach, says the Gemara. If that's the way we're learning, that since most of the meat is still on the ramp or on the Mizbeach, it's still considered like it's on the Mizbeach. So if that's the case, Tishmina, we should be able to use this to answer a question, Hadabai Rabbi Mechama. Rabbi Mechama asked the question, Yesh Chibal Oilem Aloy, that he says, his question is, that if we have a piece of meat, that the part of it is on the Mizbeach, do we say that since part or most of it is on the Mizbeach, it's considered like it's completely on the Mizbeach? Here, and that's why here too, it's considered on the Mizbeach, even though you have part of the meat on the airspace, or what's on the Mizbeach is on the Mizbeach, or not. So Tifshit, from here we should have a ride, the Yesh Chibur, says the Mahaloi Kafsha. That's not a question, because indeed Tifshit, based on what we're learning here, we'll see that as most of it is on the Mizbeach, it's considered like it's completely on the Mizbeach. Masklerov Bar Chanan, says the Gemara, we have a new question. Yamrit, if we're going to say that Avim Mizbeach Mizbeach Dami, so ask the Gemara, Oilus Oif, what would be the halacha if somebody did the Malika on Oilus Oif on the airspace on top of the Mizbeach? The Pasla Machshava Hech Mishkachsla, how could it ever become Pigal? The Hakalta Mizbeach, the halacha is that at the moment I'm doing the Malika on top of the Mizbeach, it's on the Avir in the Mizbeach, the Aloch is Olu Lo Yardu. So even though I had an improper Machshava, which the Aloch ought to say that improper Machshava makes the Karmen Pasul, but here, Kol to Mizbeach, the Aloch Olu Lo Yorid does will supersede the fact that it's pigel. And the fact that there is a halacha pigel, even by oil soif, is a proof that something that's done in the avir hamizbeach is not considered like it was done in the mizbeach. And therefore, if somebody did the malika on the oil soif when it was in the avir hamizbeach with the improper machshava, it's not considered like it's on the mizbeach. It's considered like it's in the Avraham. It's not considered like it's on the mizbeach that the halacha of m'olu lo yardu ought to kick in. Maskala, Rav Simi Barashi. So now Rav Simi Barashi asking Rabbi Chanan, Alam aloy, why if the Avraham mizbeach is k'mizbeach, are you saying that I'll never have a case of pigel? Mishkachsla, I'll tell you where I would have the case of pigel. Mishkachsla could go in the Omer, where somebody at the time of the Malika said Hareini Me'olka, and this is an interesting raya to a question that we've spoken about many times. Many times in our shiurim, we've discussed that pigel means a machshavas chutz l'zmanah, chutz l'mekaymai, and the question that we began our mesechta with was when the halacha speaks about a machshava of chutz l'zmanah, chutz l'mekaymai, that the carbon becomes whatever type of pasul. What does that mean? Does it mean that he said that machshava, or that he just thought that machshava, and that would be enough to make the carbon puzzle? From here we see that even thinking alone would make the carbon puzzle. Because the Gemara here says, Kigoyin da Omar, the thinking is not enough, that Kigoyin da Omar, that he said it. So here too, explains the Gemara, we're speaking about a situation, Kigoyin da Omar, the Kohen said, Hareini Malka Manas Larida Lamachar, that I'm going to do it tomorrow after it's possible and then put it back on afterwards. So if he's going to do what he said, he says the halacha is that what are you saying because it's on the mizbeach and malo lo yardu? Here he meant to take it off. Says the Gemara, so hanicha, we go back to what we learned earlier in our shir, that Rava says that lina ma'elis b'roshim mizbeach, that if even if it was on the Mizbeach, it was taken by a Mura Shachar, it was taken off, it can't be put on. But ask the Gemara, but according to, that was Rava's opinion early in this year. El Rav Dama Ein Lina Ma'elos B'Rosh Mizbeach. So his saying that I'm going to keep it on the Mizbeach and then take it off is not a disqualifying act. Leisel Machshavta, his Machshava wouldn't make it possible. Says the Gemara, even Rabbi Nam Mishkatzla, we could come up with an example even according to Rabbah. Kigoyin da Omar Reini Malka, Amunas Larid the Koydim Amurashacha, Ola Lois Lacha Murashacha. What has Rabbah taught us when he says, Ein Lina Ma'elos B'Rosh Mizbeach? What Rabbah has taught us when he says, Ein Lina Ma'elos B'Rosh Mizbeach, is that it was on the Mizbeach by Murashachar, that prevents it from becoming possible. But if it wasn't there at the time of Amurashachar, he would agree that it becomes possible. And that's what this person said he's going to do. He's going to take it off before the Amud HaShachar. And because he's going to take it off before the Amud HaShachar, that even Rabbah would agree, the Mizbeach can't protect it. Says the Gemara, L'hachki Samir Tavshit, but according to Ava Mizbeach, K'mizbeach Tami. But we should still have a raya that Ava Mizbeach is K'mizbeach. This Al-Kadatach, if we're going to suggest the Avim is Beich, La'av Kim is Beich, so as the Gemara, Chata Sa'if, Psula, a Chata Sa'if that became possible because it's a Karma Chatas, and as we just quoted, the first Mishnah of our Masechta, that a Karma Chatas that's brought on Shloi Lishma is possible. Why be the Halacha, so why if somebody did the Malika of a Chata Sa'if, Shloi Lishma, is the carbon puzzle, the halacha is that if he did that improper malika on the Avraham Mizbeach, the halacha olu lo yardu should supersede the problem that he brought shlo l'shma. Hechimaz, says the Gemara, Hechimaz Madama, how could he do Azos Adam? Havale yorid. You're going to be taking the Azos Adam and you do it on the wall of the Mizbeach. So it's taken off the Mizbeach. And then the halacha will be, im yardu, Loyalu, Shap Sulam. So then ask the Gemara, different any carbon that's put on the that you put on the Mizbeach, if Avim Mizbeach, Enik Mizbeach, how can we ever do Zrik Stam? the zrik is not done on the mizbeach. Says tomorrow, we're going to be saying that the chatas oif was done by putting it. So where does the halach of emolul yardo help us for zrik stam? Answers the Gemara, the Magalhu. The Zrik Zadam is done by putting it on the Mizbeach itself. But ask the Gemara, if that's the way it's done, ha-azoihi, that isn't considered hazoh, mitzihu. When you're putting the bird next to the wall of the Mizbeach, that's called mitzui, not hazoh. Hazrika, and furthermore, is that the way that Zrika is done? Zrika is done if you're doing it right next to the Mizbeach, that's not Zrika, that's Shvichihi. Void. Furthermore, v'chi derech hazor bekach, is that the way they do hazor of the chatas oif? Derech zrika bekach, that's the way we do zrika by an animal, not by a bird. Amar Ravashi, inok lo barosh mizbeach, says the Gemara, that if the person would put the carbon right on top of the mizbeach, hachinami, ki kama de tilin bekanya. The question is that the person and standing on the Mizbeach. Indeed, it could be if somebody's standing on the Mizbeach, Avir Mizbeach, ke Mizbeach. He's speaking about a case where there's a pole that's on top of the Mizbeach. And the question is, Mai, what will be the halacha? If not that the person is holding it directly on top of the Mizbeach. It's not, it's being held suspended by a pole. What will be the halacha in that case? And is that considered like it's on the Mizbeach or not? And the halacha is, take, and the Gemara says, take who, it remains a question.